Well, you refer to bakery bread. Bakery bread. You buy it at the bakery. Commercial bread or...
Alright. Now, something you might have at breakfast time that has a hole in the middle, about this big.
A donut.
Do you identify a donut by its shape or the stuff it's made of? Ingredients or size or shape?
Both, usually. I mean, it's...
Usually has to have a hole in the middle to be a donut.
Yes.
Okay. These very lightweight donuts. Very lightweight donuts, kind of, you know what they're called? Have a name for them?
No.
Okay. What about this, on a cake, over the top of a cake, usually?
Frosting.
And these rectangular things, they're about the size, about this long, square corners, and about that high. With frosting on the top.
Speaking of long jams?
Yeah. And these are kind of similar to this in substance, but they're twisted.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call one of those?
Them there things.
Okay, you wouldn't have a name for that?
No, okay. I can't think of all twist right. rolls or something.
Well, all right.
Twist rolls, I guess.
And these are, they have jelly inside. They're kind of...
Jelly rolls?
Alright. Do you ever use the term Bismarck?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce it?
Bismarck.
And now name a few different kinds of coffee cake.
Coffee cake. Almond coffee cake. I don't know.
Okay. This is something you put syrup on, you might have for breakfast.
Waffles or pancakes? Or French toast?
Okay. You have 1 pound of sugar, you add one more, and then you have?
2 pounds? A couple of pounds?
And this ingredient that's used to make bread rise?
Yeast.
And the center of the egg is called the?
The yolk.
And the color of the yolk is?
Yellow or orange.
Alright, and eggs that are put in water for 3 minutes are called?
3 minute eggs or soft boiled eggs.
Alright, and eggs that are broken and put in water but are kept in usually little cups or something like
poached.
That.
Poached.
And the man who cuts meat is the?
Carver?
Or in the store, though.
Butcher?
And if meat is left out and isn't refrigerated properly, it might become
spoiled.
And if butter is left out, it might become
spoiled or rancid.
And the edge of the bacon that you might cut off is called the
I don't, but it might be called the fat.
Or this is a kind of a hard edge.
The hard edge.
Yeah.
Gristle.
All the way around. Or a, all right, that's right. This is something that's made of meat from a hog's jowls, a hog's face, and it's packed in a jellied substance.